Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Shining as a DAFA Practitioner by a Jiangxi DAFA Disciple.
Minghui Fahui, Shining as a DAFA Practitioner by a Jiangxi DAFA Disciple. I started practicing Falun Gong in 1997. Both my husband and I are practitioners. The 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org was recently announced. After discussion with fellow practitioners, I realized that participating in the Fahui is part of DAFA cultivation. Through this Fahui, we practitioners can learn from each other how to improve ourselves and do better with the three things. So I won't miss this chance this year. I would like to share my cultivation experience with all practitioners. Obtaining the Fa. I live in the countryside. I was burdened with illness before practicing DAFA. I took many kinds of medicine, but they proved useless. When my husband and I got married, the first thing my mother-in-law did was to divide up the family property. My husband is a kind-hearted person who never defied his mother's will. After our two children were born, I did not have any income. I was very weak and had to take care of two children and had no job. I was often in tears due to anxiety and grief. By chance, some friends lent us money to help us process agricultural produce and sell the product. Only after that did our finances improve. My husband was the first to obtain the Fa in May 1997. One day, I saw the book Chan Falun on our table. I took a look at it. When I first saw Master's photo, Master seemed to be smiling at me with kindness. I was surprised and wondered, who is this man? He seems familiar, but I cannot quite place him. I read Lun Yu and began the section in the first chapter, Truly Guiding People Toward High Levels. I read and read, and sometimes saw that certain characters in the book shined like gold and others shined like silver. I thought, are my eyes deceiving me? After reading the book, there were tears all over my face. All of the bitterness, hatred, and puzzlement were gone. Ah, that's the reason. The book is so wonderful. I want to start cultivation. This is what I have been longing for all these years. Later, my husband took me to group Fa study. My husband, our children, and I study the Fa together every day. In a short time, all my diseases disappeared. My daughter's ear infection was healed, and she could hear. What a miracle. I felt really happy to be surrounded by DAFA. Holding on to righteous thoughts, telling sentient beings the facts. In 1999, Master and DAFA suffered from unprecedented attacks. 610 office staff and the police raided our homes, confiscated and destroyed DAFA books, forbade practicing Falun Gong, monitored or arrested practitioners, and pressured them to giving up practicing. The evil was all over China. My husband went to Beijing 3 times to appeal for DAFA and was detained repeatedly. Our family was frequently monitored by the police. The village officials even made my husband carry a beeper every day to facilitate their surveillance. I calmly told the police how we benefited from practicing Falun DAFA and that we would never give it up. One day, over 20 people came to my home and told me to sign a guarantee statement. They said many insulting things about Master and DAFA. I told them that the government had deceived them. I drafted a declaration. I am a law-abiding citizen. There is nothing wrong in following truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance to be a good person. Practicing DAFA is practicing freedom of belief. Please stop harassing us. You should know the law better than I do. I handed them the declaration, and they turned around and left. In 2002, my husband went to Beijing to appeal for the third time. A fellow practitioner confessed to the authorities that I was in charge of passing out DAFA materials, so the police arrested both my husband and me. When I was at the detention center, at first my mind went blank and I could not remember anything. I asked Master to help me. Later, thanks to Master's help, I recovered my memory. So I kept reciting the Fa and doing the exercises every day in the detention center. Since I did not cooperate with the authorities, the police sent me to another detention center. I was detained for 28 days in total this time. The police forced my family to put up 3,000 yuan as bail. Later, I sent righteous thoughts and got the money back from the police, since I thought that a DAFA disciple should never give any money to the evil. Due to the solid background I had through studying DAFA, I realized the seriousness of cultivation. Master said, quote, "Only at the critical moment can we see his heart. If he doesn't let go of certain attachments, he might even dare to betray a Buddha. Could this be a minor problem?" End quote. Huge exposure from Essentials for Further Advancement. In 2001, the police followed a fellow practitioner that came to my home. They then took me to a detention center. When my husband went to the police station to request my release, the police arrested him too. This time, they tortured him so severely that he almost died. When I heard this, I immediately informed my family of the need to get my husband out of the detention center. With benevolent help from Master, my family helped to bring my husband home. After a short time, the police saw that my husband had recovered, so they went to the produce market again to arrest him. My husband escaped. The police then went to our home. I sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate the evil behind them and said, "You took my husband away and he escaped from you right under your nose. How dare you come to my home to ask for him? You should find him and bring him back home now." They also worried that my husband would go to Beijing again and said, "As long as your husband comes home, we will guarantee not to detain him." I replied, "Then you should sign a guarantee for me," which they did. Later, my husband safely returned home. In 2002, the police arrested many practitioners in a uniform action. One practitioner was even persecuted to death. When I heard this grievous news, I fell into a deep depression, also pondering the fact that my husband was sentenced to labor camp for 3 years. I did not know what I should do. At that moment, I really felt lost. So I kept studying the Fa, reciting the Fa, and following the Fa principles. Master said, quote, "When you're going through an awful tribulation, or maybe a critical juncture, give it a try. When it's hard to endure, try to endure it. When it seems impossible to do, or just hard to do, give it a try and see just what you can do. And when you can really do it, just like that worn and weary traveler, you'll see the shade of willows, the blooms of flowers, and a place to rest my head." End quote. John Falun. After understanding the Fa principles better, I strengthened my righteous thoughts. I still went to the produce market every day. As I did business, I talked to customers about DAFA and told them the facts. I told them that the 610 office and the police used despicable methods to persecute DAFA disciples, and that Jiang Zemin staged the self-immolation incident to get rid of Falun Gong, and that he also issued a secret order to ruin their reputations, bankrupt them financially, and destroy them physically. I also told him that my husband was illegally sentenced to a labor camp, and the police stalked us day and night. Many people heard and understood and were sympathetic and supported us. Someone said, "I'll tell others your story and hopefully help your husband get released." A lot of people wanted to buy produce from me. Sometimes when I was very busy and gave customers extra change, they would immediately return the extra and tell me, "You really live a hard life. You raised 2 children on your own while still needing to work from dawn to dusk." My produce always sold very well. Master sent a lot of sentient beings to my booth to listen to the truth. I also told the facts to the person who stalked me. One day he gave me a thumbs up and said, "You really do a great job. I admire you." He told me that everyone in the produce market accused him of monitoring me, and even my neighboring competitor would not cooperate with him. After hearing the facts, the head of my village went to the labor camp to visit my husband. Create an environment to save more sentient beings. In 2005, my husband returned home. After all the years of persecution, we were short of DAFA books and materials, so we bought a computer. Fellow practitioners sent us the software to break through the Great Firewall so that we could browse the Mingwei website. When I first opened Mingwei, I felt really happy, like meeting an old friend after many years. Later, we bought a printer and started to make DAFA materials that fellow practitioners needed. Due to the long-term persecution, many practitioners did not go out to clarify the truth, and some even gave up cultivation. After discussing with fellow practitioners, we organized a group Fa study to meet once a week. After studying the Fa together, fellow practitioners improved their Xinxing rapidly. We came to understand that we should realize our prehistoric vows and save more sentient beings. So we actively spread the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, distributed booklets, put up posters, used yuan bills with positive messages about DAFA printed on them, and gave people amulets. As for those fellow practitioners that gave up cultivation, we found them and gave them DAFA books and materials. We also taught new practitioners the exercises and studied the Fa with them. If fellow practitioners had difficulties, we would do our best to help them. Once an older practitioner fainted and was taken to the hospital. I hurried to the hospital and asked her, "Do you remember me?" When she didn't, I quietly sent righteous thoughts for her. After going to the hospital 3 times, she still did not recognize me. Later, I invited several practitioners to see her and send righteous thoughts for her. Her son was scared and said angrily, "My mother needs medical treatment, not your help." The other practitioners were not swayed by this. Her daughter felt sorry for his brother's behavior and agreed to let her mother listen to Master's lecture on an MP3 player. After a few days, her daughter and son took her home. Another fellow practitioner and I went to see her again. Upon seeing us, her son said, "I did not know people as young as you also practiced Falun Gong. I always thought it was only very elderly people like my mom that practiced." I told him, "There are millions of people as young as I am who practice Falun Gong. There are experts and scholars practicing Falun Gong. We range in age from children to over 80. Falun Gong has already spread to more than 100 countries. I gave him my address and told him to contact me if he needed help. He also asked many questions, and I answered each one. He finally said, "That's it. I cannot out-debate you." Then he left. Since the police station was in front of his house, the older practitioner was afraid that her son would report us to the police. I said, "Don't worry, Master would help us." When disciples have ample righteous thoughts, Master has the power to turn back the tide. The Master-Disciple Bond from Hongyin 2. Her son did circle around the police station several times, but in the end, he did not enter. Later, he came home with a smile on his face. As we left, he said, "Thank you." To save more sentient beings, in 2009, I moved my business to a bigger produce market. We arrived at the market at 2 to 3 a.m. When nobody was at our booth, my husband did the exercises. Many people asked me what he was doing, and I told him that he was practicing Falun Gong. They asked in surprise, "Isn't it the one forbidden by the government?" I said yes, and then I shared my cultivation experiences. As I told them, "I was once hit by a car. The doctor said I needed to rest in bed for more than 2 months. However, I got out of the hospital in 3 days and did not ask a penny from the driver of the other car." The driver is also a vendor in this market. If you don't believe me, you can ask him. Later on, people understood the truth and happily accepted our yuan bills with messages and amulets. Now people do not call us by our given name, but say, "Hey, Falun Gong, send 20 pounds of goods to my car." And instead of hello, they say, "Falun Dafa is good." Master said, quote, "But now you have seen, haven't you, that history was not created for those evil beings, but for forging Dafa disciples and for saving sentient beings during the final time. End quote. Teaching the Fa at the 2004 International Fa Conference in New York. This May, there were many Udumbara flowers blooming at my home. I was very excited. I asked fellow practitioners, friends, and relatives to see the flowers. I told them, the Udumbara flower blooms once every 3,000 years. Its blossom is a sign of the arrival of the Holy King who turns the wheel, rectifying the Fa in the world. Now Falun Gong has spread to more than 100 countries. People all over the world denounce the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. Jiang Zemin's political regime even harvested organs from living Falun Gong practitioners, an atrocity now under investigation by the international community. The CCP regime killed more than 80 million Chinese people and committed towering crimes. Heaven will destroy the CCP. You should quickly quit the Communist Party, Youth League, and Young Pioneers to save yourself. Closing statement. Writing this article really improved my Xinxing a lot. When I started it, the interference was very strong. I really made a strong decision to finish the article. My level is limited, and if there is anything inappropriate, please kindly point this out.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.